Hey guys, it's Stacy here. Welcome back to Stacy in the Medieval Times. Today we'll be talking about rich and poor diets, kitchens, and pottage. We'll be back to talk about the Middle Ages after the short ad. This podcast is sponsored by PBS Kids and their new line of designer knives. Add bling to medieval kitchen. Buy a new knife and get a free wife. It's two for the price of one for only 16 payments of $25. Caution, your wife may come with kids but no returns. The knives if used may break server decoration only. Thanks, PBS. So, the first topic that we will be talking about is rich and poor diets in medieval times. The richest diet consisted of freshly killed meat and river fish. Meat and fish were very expensive, unless for fish you lived near a river and could catch them yourself. Spicy sauces were very popular back then. Also valuable spices, such as caraway, nutmeg, cardamom, ginger, and pepper. They also ate the more expensive pottage, which I will talk more about in a moment. The poorer diets consisted of less meat and fish because they were very hard to obtain. Most people ate preserved foods that had been salted or pickled soon after a slaughter or harvest. They ate bacon, pickled herring, and preserved fruits. Bread was staple in all classes, and the poor ate the less exquisite pottage. You can easily tell that the rich had better food to eat than the poor. Now I'll be inviting Margaret to talk about pottage. Hello, Margaret.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Of course. So, today I want to talk a little bit about pottage. First, I'll be asking you a couple questions about pottage for our listeners. So, what is pottage?
Well, the definition of pottage is a thick soup with vegetables with or without meat. Some pottage would have oats, and because of the human feces that would be thrown onto the fields as fertilizer, they had to boil the vegetables for 2 hours so that they couldn't catch any diseases. Pottage wouldn't normally taste that good and would be a thick mush.
Well, I think that if they hadn't thrown the feces on the fields, they wouldn't have to boil the pottage for 2 hours, and then it wouldn't be a mush, thus making the pottage taste better.
Well, there were other ingredients that you could add to make the pottage taste good.
Okay, last question. What was the difference between rich pottage and poor pottage?
Well, rich pottage would have more expensive ingredients like spices, sauces, and meats, whereas poor pottage would be vegetables, oats, and sometimes beer. Basically, they would put anything in their pottage that they thought would taste good.
Thank you so much, Margaret, for coming.
Thank you for having me.
After that brief conversation with Margaret, we now have a better understanding of what pottage is. So, now we'll talk about manor kitchens. Normally, a manor kitchen would have high ceilings and high shelving units. There was lots of space that would be filled with servants. There were work tables, large chopping blocks, and some form of sink. They had well-trodden earth floors, and some manors had the luxury of easier-to-clean stone or paved tiles. They had many methods of cooking their food. Some popular ways to cook their food was they would use spit roasting, baking, boiling, smoking, salting, and frying. Manor kitchens had wide and shallow fireplaces, rather than deep. Their fireplaces would have hoods over them to vent the smoke. The fireplaces would be wood, brick, or stone. Stones have replaced fireplaces, but they both do the same thing. They cook our food. Some of the things that they would use in a kitchen were ladles, a wooden stick called a startle, a cauldron, pots, pans, kettles, and skillets. They had a range of knives, meat, forks, and scissors. Yeah, so that pretty much covers the whole manor kitchen thing. I want to thank you guys so much for listening to my podcast. Make sure you listen to my other podcasts. Stacy out!